Is that a new role in the county? Is anybody doing that right now?
No.
No. Okay.
I mean, there
Well,
are
yeah, a
resources.
lot
I
of people
mean,
are doing that right now. It's just
right.
not, there's not going to be one central court. I disagree with that. I think the hospital could be that potentially. The
Sure.
hospital could be a big part of that, but
And
and they
also,
have,
is that you, Gail?
that's me. That's me. Yeah.
Okay. I don't have you. I just have your initials. So.
Oh.
Yeah, you went. You're not
Oh,
on video.
I just
I
thought
have
it
it
was a
on.
central.
I'll turn it back on again. Anyway.
Nope.
Is your camera off?
It's on actually now. It says it's on. Anyway.
Well,
I turned
your
it off
initials are
often
here.
enough. Okay.
Okay.
So
Did
can I ask?
you
Oh,
get that,
so
Nick?
I guess that's the long answer there. And we could just go back to being a leader in the county for developing, providing collaboration of, on healthcare issues that best serve our unique community.
I'm sorry, Annalisa. It sounded like you just summarized it. My landlord just started sawing something, so I had to close the window.
I kind of went back to my original statement.
Okay, so I can draw right from there. Let me.
Whenever you're, oh, there you go. What
But I
about from staff? What are your thoughts about the future? Nathan, you said a lot about that.
Can you ask someone else first? I gotta get down,
I
Gail.
can.
Sorry,
How about
I
you,
mean,
Pam?
Annalisa's.
Well, let's see where that put. I think it's, something we have to look at those health needs of our residents. Whether it's a big difference with EMS and without EMS on how much time we have for other things. So, I think, mainly it should be a district focusing on what our community needs. Health-wise, which we can change over time.
Carl?
It kind of comes back to what Everett was saying at the beginning, and I really agree with that. I think, given the uniqueness that we've been all talking about, we have a real opportunity too, because we have an affluent community, number one. It's small enough. We can develop all sorts of almost like pilot programs and become a kind of a model for other places throughout the country, just because it's easier to coordinate with small groups. And I think we're starting to make some real inroads. I know, just being aware of the mobile integrated health and the work that we've been doing in trying to bring people together with software, technology, and all sorts of things. When they And I'm just going to use an example, and stop me if I end up rambling. But
I will.
we had this software that was called Gelada, and the representative came out to try to show how this thing could work. We figured out how to put that together with our medical report writing, and then deal with our community partners who are involved, the hospital, senior services, all that. And the Gelada representative came out and looked at the room and said, "I have never seen this before." The fact that we had representation from like 20 different organizations in the same room, because we all have these interpersonal connection, incestuous, interpersonal relationships sometimes. But we have a real unique opportunity, and I think we can really,
So,
develop a lot of things.
in some sense, that sounds similar to what you were saying, Annalisa, in terms of coordinating and bringing together different pieces. Does that, okay. And Nathan, thoughts about the future?
Yeah, like Pam said, it really does depend on whether we have EMS with us or not. We've talked a lot about long-term care. I think EMS component of long-term care, which is, I'm going to try to learn to use your term, Carl. I'm used to community paramedicine, mobile integrated health. And that is a component of long-term care that we already provide, and we'll want to make sure that continues and probably needs expanded. It is an innovative program, but it also does face budgeting challenges with the state cutting funding for that next year. So I see a lot of moving parts, but we do need to find ways to accomplish our mission, which, although we haven't really summarized it succinctly yet, you know, we just basically try to take care of people here in our unique community. So I guess, I don't know, I'm rambling a little bit. I don't know. I don't really have anything else to add.
So the vision is, can you give us the list that you've been compiling, please, Nathan? There it is. Is there anything that needs to be added that is missing from this list of the vision that you all have?
I think I'd like to see aging in place, actually, that term. And maybe I'm wrong, but I think that's important. Yes, clearly it's a healthcare need for our community, but somehow, I guess I just like to see aging in place as where I'd like this to be in the future, for sure, as a specific item.
Is that a goal that you want to have people age in place? I'm sorry?
Well, I'm just thinking, where will the district be in the future?
Yes. Where do you want it to? That's a better question would have been, where do you want it to be? Is aging in place something you want as a goal? Is that a statement of you expect people will be aging in place and the district will be in a position of needing to be supportive of that?
Correct.
So just people will said. Be aging in place. How do you deal with that? Is that
exactly much? Yes.
Okay.
So could I suggest, like, the statement that you had, the district will lead in developing, providing, and collaborating on an evolving suite of the highest quality healthcare services in our community, including and not limited to aging in place issues.
Oh,
like that.
I like that. You're so good, Gail. Yes.
She works in government. I can tell.
But not we're just full of bullshit when we need to.
That's perfect.
Okay. Is there anything on this list, anything else that's critical that's missing? Anything on here with which anyone has serious issues? Things you can't live with, things that are not okay?
I've got one thing, and I may be unique in this, but that word drives me crazy. Community, where I really don't see us as a unique community. I see us, those are the same word because every community is unique. But I think we've got the same challenges that a lot of communities have in different places. So I don't know. I always think of that Lake Wobegon intro, right? Where every child is above average. Every community is unique, right? Kind of in that way. And so anyway, I don't see us necessarily dealing with things that no other place in the world is dealing with.
Okay. I'm just going to chime in. I have to chime in because that I really appreciate your point of view too. And I sort of see what you say, like, you know, every child, you know, is so special and unique, blah, blah, blah. But we have Maine and we have Washington State with islands that are ferry served. We have the only way in and out is via an airplane or a boat. Period. And that is a driver of healthcare in our community. We are not like any other community. We have many components that are like other communities. But you take the fact that we're out on islands, that just gives us a whole nother dimension of uniqueness that I think, you know, needs to be addressed. So maybe it could be addressed in a different word or a different way, but I think it needs to be a part of it.
I was just going to ask Kyle, what other word would you use given Trisha's concerns that would work better for you?
Yeah. And, you know, I don't have another word. Maybe it's to try to get at that idea. But my impression is that there are rural hospital districts in Washington that face similar issues, even with that lack of connectivity to larger urban centers or other health, you know, better, maybe more more holistic healthcare providers as well. So I'm not that well informed, but I'm not sure I buy the premise. And I don't mean that in an insulting way, Trish, but I'm not sure I do. And either way, I would try to describe maybe more what you're really trying to get at, because I agree that there are serious challenges here with providing healthcare when you have a moat around the islands.
Okay, maybe challenge. Maybe the word challenges.
Well,
geographically challenged.
You could use ferry dependent. You could use island community. There are some unique things that even rural communities don't have, which is, for instance, that if you're a Medicaid client, they'll pay for transportation to a medical appointment, but here they won't. They will not come get you. So in rural communities, if you have to get to a Medicaid appointment, they will schedule you to have transportation to it. But here you cannot, from the ferry to the appointment, you can, but they will not come and cover the ferry or the island.
So I just heard the phrase geographical challenges.
There you go. Yeah.
Would that work for you, Trish?
Totally. Totally would work.
Would that work for you, Kyle?
Yeah, that sounds great.
Okay. Why don't we substitute unique community with geographical challenges? Nathan? Are you there, Nathan?
Uh-oh. I'm doing it. Sorry.
I am doing it.
Are you guys not able to see it?
Make unique community go away and put geographic challenges instead.
It hasn't come through yet, Nathan. I think your connection's slightly slow at the moment because you're moving in that kind of pixelated way a little too. It'll show up.
Okay. Oh, there we go. Look at that. Magic. Okay, thank you. Good clarification. Anything else on this list that you can't live with? All right, then we need a volunteer, please, to put this into a good, succinct statement. Is that one you would take on, Everett?
Yes.
Yay, thank you. So this is Everett's. All right. Moving on to number two. What will be the district's main purpose and function in the future? Gail, what do you think? Again, based on what you wrote, but also on what you read from others.
Right. Well, I don't know. Everything's good on this page, but we will need to pursue community partnerships and collaborations that address gaps in services. I think that will be huge. We will give feedback to the hospital. I think we will also have ongoing assessments of needs, and that wasn't in anybody's assessments of needs. And of course, we'll coordinate, build long-term care. I think we could say we build long-term care options. Build. See me, I'm so literal. Like, we will go out and build them. Yes. Okay. That's all I have right now.
Okay. Trish, what do you think?
I like everything that Gail said, and I'm not sure I would really I don't think I can add anything to that. Yeah.
Okay. You don't have to. It's okay. Everett, what do you think?
Yeah, I think that's all good. The one question I have is about when we talk about like long-term care, it's like it's something of a burning issue right now. But I thought this was more generic, like in 2 or 3 years, if we actually have some solutions to long-term care, then that sort of makes these statements outdated. Is this statement supposed to be generic?
Yes.
Then long-term care dates it. It's kind of like an avocado refrigerator in your house. It's not important, but it's today's problem, not necessarily tomorrow's problem. It's not generic.
How do you make it generic?
Well, I don't know. I'm just thinking.
I hear what you're saying, Everett, but it's going to be years to get long-term care in place here. That's not going to happen in a couple of years.
It's still not generic.
Well, but, you know, don't you see this process in another half dozen years being updated again?
Yeah, you have to do it every X number of years.
Yes. I'm thinking a half a dozen years is probably what it's going to take for us to get long-term care really solid in our community.
Well, so that was my question. Is this supposed to be a generic thing, or is it something that stands for a long time, or is this something that is revisited in 2 or 3 years and updated, or what's the process?
Let me make a couple of general comments in response. It needs to be a living document, or it's not useful, because the world doesn't stand still, and because if you develop something that is so generic on the one hand that it covers every eventuality, it's not worth doing because it'll be so broad, it'll not be useful. On the other hand, if it is so specific that in a year or two it's outdated, it's also not useful. So it's got to be a living document. You need to be going back to it. Well, you should be going back to it to take a look at it annually, make sure it still makes sense. For some organizations, depending on what they've put together, they update every 3 years. Other organizations will update every 4, 5, whatever years. Some wait 10 years and then they discover, oh, we should have done this a few years ago. You should be looking at the document every time you do your budget, because your budget needs to reflect what's in this document. If it doesn't, because you're about how you spend your money, ultimately. If your budget doesn't reflect what's in the document, you have a mismatch and you have a problem. Either the budget's off or you need to update or you need to update the document. So there are no absolute answers, but it needs to be reflective of what you need. I don't know if that helps.
Hopefully. It helps me a lot. I would say if we look at this even every 3 years, then long-term care definitely belongs in here because, yeah, you're right. We're not going to solve that in 3 years.
Okay. So what else do we have on this one? Oh, good. The list's coming back up. So main purpose and function, do we have, long-term care? Anything, let's see, who hasn't spoken? Annalisa, did you comment on this one? Not yet. Are you there? Annalisa?
Is it my turn?
Annalisa, if you would.
Yes, sorry. Right. I would just say that I agree with Gail's statement, and I think it's succinct.
Okay. And Kyle?
Yeah, I would just say C above for me. I think I'd give the same answer to this one as I did on the previous one. Oh, and Gail, thanks for straightening me out on that Medicaid thing. And Everett, I can't wait to see this refrigerator you have for avocados.
So every group I've worked with ends up having inside jokes. And one of yours is going to be the avocado refrigerator. Everett, you're now enshrined as an avocado refrigerator originator. So there you go. How about comments from staff on this one?
I think those are good things listed there, but I might add the word maybe in front of all of them, continues to pursue community partnerships, because I think it's an ongoing process.
Okay. So that's the verb for whoever ends up writing this. Is there a change that is needed, or is it basically doing more of what you're doing now?
It's more of what you're doing, but you have to come back to your community to assess those continuing health needs, you know, because we, I think you have to look at those at every point. I mean, I look at it in my budget every year on what our community is asking for a little more help or what. So, I think you can't lose sight of what's going on in your community and how many of the things that you have worked on and you've already got a good base, but you need to add something in, you know, maybe, you know, something else. So,
okay.
But you do all of those things there.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, Mike, sorry. I was gonna build on that. You know, I was gonna mention that too. That we're, you know, what will be our main purpose and function? I think until EMS leaves, that should continue to be part of our main purpose and function, to continue to provide quality pre-hospital emergency care. It goes along with what Pam was saying about how we do many things well already, and we may add some things and we may subtract some things, but we should certainly include the things we already do.
Yeah, absolutely. Nathan, I wanted to ask you about a statement that you put on this one, which was different than anything I've seen here. Improve health outcomes for legal residents and taxpayers. Is that as distinct from illegal residents?
No, it's just if you're a legal resident, it means you've lived here a certain amount of time, so that even if you don't pay taxes, you're able to receive care and not get billed for your coinsurance.
We don't bill.
The word resident comes
out of the law or something like that.
Yeah, I mean, it's not synonymous with citizen. It's residency, not citizenship.
Okay.
So we don't bill residents for their coinsurance in this district.
Oh, interesting.
So if your insurance pays 80%, we don't charge you the remaining 20%. It's an important distinction because visitors do get charged.
Got it. Thank you. And who hasn't? Oh, Carl, you haven't commented on this one.
Thanks. I think that both Pam and Gail have kind of hit it spot on, that it's the continuing reassessment that becomes really important. And I'm just kind of willing to share the work that we were doing in the steering committee, as we talked about integration, was we kind of felt as we were working toward this that, you know, we do provide that EMS care, that pre-hospital care. And as we started working through the process, we thought, well, if we can say that 911 response, if that happens through an integrated fire EMS agency, that would free up the hospital district to look at more of those other things, the aging in place. I mean, we'll take care of the 911. That's taken care of. We can let the residents know that that's taken care of. And then as the hospital district moves forward, the aging in place, the partnership with other agencies, the mobile integrated health, all those kinds of things can then be a focus on moving forward. And that was kind of our vision as we were moving along with the integration process. And I think we're still basically on that same page. And that goes back to this, you know, this continual reassessment. Okay, where do we see, what's the next gap? What's the next need? And keep moving forward that way.
Okay, and we'll work more on the specifics of that when we convene, well, on both the homework, which I will send you, and when we convene next week. Anything on this main purpose and function list that does not work for anybody here? Anything you can't support? I should have asked it the other way. Anything that's missing? Anything significant that's missing? Okay. Which of the commissioners would like to have a second item to work on? Because I think everybody's got one.
I could write this one. This is Gail.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Gail. Okay, let's move on to number 3. And I want to talk just very briefly about number 3, because we're going to spend the bulk of our time next time on goals, on the specifics of goals. That's why this one is phrased as end goals. So let's see. Kyle, thoughts on this one?
In looking at it again, I think I would go with what I had written last time, really, which is that residents and visitors can address their health care needs here on the island from beginning to end of life.
I might add
a couple adjectives, but I don't know that I need to.
Okay. All right. Annalisa, what do you think?
Well, I think I should have reread my statement and edited it for you guys. You know, there's in balancing between the ramblings that I wrote and then the shorter statements, but also the detail that Gail offered. I think we just need to continue to be responsive to the healthcare needs of our community and adapt to what those mean. So maybe that's a more simplified response.
And the specifics really will come up next time.
Right.
Okay. Trish? Trish? Did we lose Trish?
No, Trish just forgot to unmute.
Oh, okay. There we go.
I really appreciate what Gail wrote. I would say, you know, a quality consumer-focused medical system that's affordable for all community members, long-term in-home and out-of-home care options for seniors and disabled people of all income levels. I mean, sustainable healthcare jobs in the islands, an economy that supports healthcare workers living comfortably in our community, an organic, innovative system that puts consumer needs first. Interesting. Yeah. And that this isn't, I mean, leadership and pioneering of new ways to bring needed services to the community. Improving housing and transportation issues that affect health and health access in our community.
So you're reading Gail's.
I'm statement. Reading Gail's. Yeah, sorry, Gail, but I think that again, it's long, but, you know.
So, Nathan, that is literally Gail's statement.
That is Gail's statement. Yep, you can cut and paste that for me. I mean,
Okay.
And those were just a series of thoughts. And it sounds like we're getting more specific later, that we don't want specifics on this one.
Well, it'll be next week will be the specific goals. These are pretty high level. I mean, when you talk about long-term in-home and out-of-home care options are pretty specific, but an economy that supports healthcare workers living comfortably in our community, that's very high level. And the question that I would ask is that a district goal? Is that, and if so, then the question will become, how do you make that happen?
Right, and these are the goals that I would like to focus on, as opposed to, as supposed to being like a hub of how everything works. These are the goals that will take a lot of time and energy. And they were just the ones that came to mind on that, what I want in a healthcare system here and what, you know, I think we need in a healthcare system here specifically. But these are long term, and that you could say, we're not even going to look at this transportation part for 2 years, or, you know, we're going to start with long term care, or whatever, we could organize them. But, you know, just the future down the line.
So let's see, I'm losing track of who we've heard from on this one. Just heard from Trish, just heard from Gail.
And Annalisa.
So
Everett and Kyle.
Kyle
did his.
Yeah, I did, thanks. I think I was the first one.
Oh, that's right.
Sounds like it's Everett's turn.
So we've got Everett.
Yeah. You know, I think that, again, I'm actually worried about the budget. I think, as you can see, I have reducing related taxes, increasing services, but reducing taxes, because I actually think that the economy is generally going to take a nosedive. And I think that taxes are going to be a big concern to our constituency, to the people of the island. And I think that being frugal and actually reducing our expenditures is going to be really important to people and important to us. And so I actually think that's something we're going to have to look at. So I would say that maybe not a very worthy goal, but I think we're going to have to do it. I would add that.
So these are very, let me not make the statement. Let me put it as a question before we move on to staff. Question about these to the commissioners. Without detail, what's your observation about these statements? What do you see here?
Big. They're
ambitious.
Big goals.
Yeah.
Ambitious. I'm sorry, say again?
I said ambitious.
Ambitious? What else?
Nebulous.
Okay, what else?
A lot of innovation.
Mm-hmm. What else?
Unique.
Quit torturing Kyle. Quit torturing Kyle.
It's a joke.
Do you see them at all as internally contradictory?
You mean working with? No, what do you mean by that?
Can you, for example, reduce taxes and do the things on Gail's list?
Well, a lot of them aren't dependent on money.
Okay. They're dependent on innovation and creativity. And, you know, the hospital has lots of money that it can direct different ways. And if we knew how to help direct it, if we can raise, have grants and funding sources, I don't think it's necessarily contradictory.
Okay. Okay. All right. Good. Good. Staff comments, and then I'm going to move us along before we totally run out of time. Staff comments?
Yeah, I like these, but I kind of viewed the end goals for this question as kind of a more high level. So I just, you know, said that they're always going to be focused on the best health for the entire community and ways to make that happen.
I liked Kyle's statement, the very first one. In fact, that's one of the clearest and best summaries of the entire exercise this morning, in my view. That's all I have.
Residents and visitors can address their health care needs here on the island from beginning to end of life.
Yeah, except possibly with the caveat that we should really include taxpayers in that list as well. But basically, I love that statement. I think it's excellent.
Okay. Nathan, yeah, any comments?
That was Nathan. This is Carl.
Oh, I'm sorry, Carl.
All right. No, I think they're all really good and very ambitious, as Annalisa said. I really don't have a whole lot to add other than it would be nice if we could have something that's maybe that we could measure. How do we define that we've reached this goal? What could be measurable? Because these are hard to really measure. And, right. And sometimes that makes it hard to focus.
Right. And these are end goals, and therefore they're way up. Measurable is part of next week's conversation. Okay. So
I'm getting ahead of myself every single time. I apologize.
You're a visionary. What can you say? Okay. Anything on here, anything not on here that needs to be added? Anything on here that you can't live with? Anybody getting tired?
I am. I'm fried.
We're getting close. Okay.
Yeah.
Who wants?
And I don't know. I don't like. I guess I don't really want to live with reducing taxes. I'd rather it just say have a budget that is functional or something. I don't particularly know that we have to reduce taxes. I just think we have to have a manageable budget. So anyway, that's just a
let's take fiscal responsibility.
There you go, fiscally responsible, yeah.
Yeah, I like fiscally responsible too. There's something, you know, when people see, oh, reducing taxes and then you didn't.
Everett, so, what do you think? That it's your language. Are you willing to substitute fiscal responsibility as opposed to reducing taxes?
At the very least, we need to be fiscally responsible. I realize reducing taxes would be extremely difficult. Well, that's a tough one. I mean, I agree. It seems like it would be difficult to add services while reducing taxes. Very difficult. So.
Well, Everett, you know, we talked yesterday in our meeting with Carl and Pam about the levies and the way they work, and when property values decline, you know, the revenue for the district also declines, and it can only come back up at a certain rate. So, you know, we might actually have our tax base reduced on us without choice anyway. So, I don't know. I think fiduciary responsibility is probably appropriate and encompasses what you mean. hopefully.
You know, this is Nathan. The possibility of actually reducing the taxes is probably a stretch. We could potentially ask for less when it comes to renewing the EMS levy if we carefully calculate, you know, what we need and our long-term needs. We could potentially, we're currently at 42 cents, say, instead of asking for 50, we could ask for, say, 46 or something like that. Probably you can't convince the public that's a tax cut, but it is being fiscally responsible and being careful. And that would need to be taken really seriously. You know, I mean, being very, very careful about how you approach that. I don't know if that's helpful input or not, but that was my thought.
I don't, I mean, I'm not married to the idea of a tax cut. I'm just saying that I think that it's going to be important to people that we show that we be fiscally very responsible, that we certainly don't come in asking for more money, because in the past, people have looked at us and saying that we spent willy-nilly and we had trouble passing levies because they thought we were not being fiscally responsible. And so I'll settle for being fiscally responsible, but we really and truly need to be clearly so. And I think nothing shows that better than to cut taxes, if only by a tiny bit. If only by a tiny bit.
So I can't see what you're writing, Nathan, but I assume you're recording that.
So I'll go with fiscally responsible.
Thank you. Thank you for that, Everett. Who will volunteer to craft this statement? Oh, commissioners, or do you want to hand this one over to staff?
Can we volunteer, Nathan?
We could, if the commissioners really, really, really don't want to do this one. Okay.
I can take it. That's fine. I'll do number three here. That's fine.
That you, Annalisa?
Yep.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I think what I'm actually going to do with number four is set it aside, and we'll go at it a somewhat different way, because it really ties in to values. And so I want to talk for just a couple of minutes about the values page. And then I'll talk for about half a minute about next steps. So let's go to the values page. What do you see, commissioners, when you look at the results? What are your observations?
I see there was absolutely no overlap between Nathan, Pam, and Carl, which is crazy.
That's what I was going to say, Kyle.
I also thought that was interesting, but what do you see among the commissioners?
Broad spread as well. None of the values were unsubscribed by everybody.
Okay.
I do think the values overlapped. Mm-hmm. For instance, it seems like integrity also integrates into it, transparency and respect, and, you know, because it's integrity. Anyway, so that was kind of hard that way. But the first three have three votes each, which was great.
Mm-hmm. Any other observations? Setting the staff ones aside. Staff. How do you think about those staff responses?
Just a smaller N number.
I thought they were surprising in that we work with the things more on an everyday basis And yet we all had different views, I guess, of what we do.
I did not include the statement that Nathan made, which I would summarize as he said he included, and tell me if I'm getting this right, Nathan, he included those things that were potentially measurable and did not include those things that were potentially not measurable. A lot of these as values are not measurable. I don't know how your response would have changed, Nathan, if that we were talking about, you know, don't even think about measuring them, because in terms of values, generally, it's not a question of measurement. It's a question of high level. What do you think's important here?
The other thing I thought was interesting was on the commissioners. We talk about, and for a long time have talked about transparency being important, but only two of the five commissioners put transparency.
But that's also integrity. I mean, if you're integrity, you're
given the word hard. Transparency, that's what y'all are always saying, transparent. But you only two of you actually checked that one. So
it's also trust.
I picked trust over transparency because I thought it really kind of encompassed both. And that's the hard thing with these words, is that a lot of them, there are a lot of good choices, but one might be broader than another. So
The other thing I thought that maybe what happened was that you perceive transparency as such an important part that you include it in everything. So it's already a part of your view. So you're not choosing an extra, it being transparent.
Yeah, and as whoever it was that made the comment, a lot of these do overlap. They truly do. And if you were defining them, they often one is often defined by others. A supportive culture is a respectful culture. Those kinds of things. What were you going to say, Trish?
This was Gail, and I was going to say, if you put together, that's one thing we all agree on, is diversity, equity, inclusion is concern for community and supportive culture for all. So really, all of us voted on something that is about supporting all people, equity, inclusion.
So with that, Gail, do you already have two, or do you just have one?
One what?
To write up.
I have two. You want me to do something else? I know I've been the volunteer. I mean,
what I was going to do is ask someone to make groupings of these values in a way that makes sense, much in the way that you just did. Would someone be willing to work with Gail on that one?
I'd be happy to work with Gail on it.
Okay.
Okay, Trish, we should do it. All right.
Okay.
So
okay.
Trish and Gail will take these and see if there are groupings to be had here that will work to represent ideas. Okay?
Sounds good.
Okay.
All right. So one of my favorite sayings, I haven't given you many of my favorite sayings this morning. One of my favorite sayings is, there's a time for some things, there's a time for nothing, and there's never enough time for everything. And here we are without enough time for everything. That's the way it is. I'm going to conclude our morning with a couple of things. Those of you, that is the commissioners, thank you very much for agreeing to homework round one. There will be more. So our next meeting is a week from today, 9 o'clock in the morning, same time, same place. If you can get your work on the things we've talked about this morning, plus the additional work I will be asking you to do, if you can get that to me by close of business on Wednesday, is that doable? And then I can turn it around and get it back to you. Well, I will commit to getting it to Nathan. Well, it'd have to be by Thursday, and then he can turn around Friday morning again. Does that work?
Sure.
Works for me.
And then you can look at it before we gather. Pardon me?
Works for me.
Okay. Yeah. Anyone who cannot live with that. All right, so we've got Wednesday for your work to me, Thursday for me to consolidate it and get it, there will be consolidation to do, get it to Nathan, and then Friday morning that he will get it to you. Okay. Anything else that we need to do today?
Just a note, I'm assuming that Nathan's sending out his notes on what he took today to everybody.
Yeah, Gail, I will send these out when we're done here.
That will help me.
Oh, yes, we do need those. Thank you very much for being the note taker, Nathan. It can't have been easy. I appreciate it very much.
Oh, it's no big deal. Happy to help.
It's a big deal. I've done that. It's a big deal. anything else from anybody? All right, go play in the sunshine.
Thank you, Daphne.
Thank you, Daphne.
Thank you, Daphne. Thank you all.
Thank you. We need to add Elisa to close the meeting.
Oh, Elisa.
And this concludes the special meeting of the Public Hospital District. Thank you, everyone, for your time and participation.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you. Take care, everybody. Have a good weekend. Stay safe.
Take care, all.
Thank you.